Welcome to an HBO podcast for the HBO series Deadwood. Now, HBO goes one-on-one with Timothy Oliphant, who plays Seth Bullock.
In general, there's a couple things that that pop into mind about this year that's going to happen. One, real clear lines are going to be drawn between the people in the camp and Hearst being sort of an outside force. Because a lot of people always say, oh, season three, Bullock and Swearingen, they're going to go at it. And oddly enough, it's more really like the two of them coming together because of such a clear outside force that's working against us as a camp. And it really kind of comes back to what it's always been, that the camp is sort of the main character of the show. And it's very clear, and it feels very simple, and it feels like I said, lines very clearly drawn. And the other great thing, at one point during the season, is the Earps come to town, you know. Wyatt Earp, that's just so easily accessible in terms of being like, ooh, that's exciting, you know. There's a lot of really fascinating stuff in terms of race relations in the show this year. Politics are there, but the politics feel very simple and very clear, you know. There's elections coming, and Bullock's trying to keep things in check, you know. Bullock's trying very hard to not let his temper get the best of him. And that's been a very interesting and very exciting thing for me this year, to see. There's this great thing about this show where I feel like it's hard to think of a major character on a television series that has an opportunity over the course of seasons to have subtle changes where you really can see, you know, that character wouldn't have done that 2 years ago. You know, he's making decisions that he didn't make, you know, in television terms, he wouldn't have done that season one. He wasn't capable of doing that. He's at a new place. For me personally, both as an actor and as a fan of the show, I can't tell you how much I value that, because I really don't feel like you find that in most series. It's the kind of thing you'd see an arc in a movie over a course of 2 hours. It's the kind of thing you'd see, it feels like it's more of a novel we're doing. You know? That's been really cool.
Check out HBO.com to find out more about your favorite HBO programs.